Look, there are dozens of cooking classes run each week in Melbourne by new arrivals. So people have come here as asylum seekers, as refugees, whatever. And they are teaching others how to cook. They're also teaching a little bit about themselves and their culture as well. The group is called Free to Feed. They provide training and, importantly, crucially, they pay the cooks who are giving these lessons. Free to Feed started at Loretta Bolleton's kitchen table. She is in the studio. So too is Nero Withyasaga, who came here himself fleeing Sri Lanka's civil war. Loretta, Nero, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Loretta, we've got Nero's recipe and I want to hear Nero's story, but the idea of Free to Feed, where did it come from?
Sure. I've been working in the refugee sector for about a decade now and meeting incredible people that are entrepreneurial and have so much colourful, vibrant culture and food skills to share with us. And so Free to Feed is really about providing that platform and providing an avenue for new arrivals to connect with the local community and represent themselves and their story and their beautiful food.
You've done something remarkable, though, because you're giving people payment and training. And you've also gone, I think this is right, from borrowing cafe space to two of your own proper venues, and that hasn't taken long. Why do you think it's all happened so quick?
I think there's a great appetite, pardon the pun, in the Melbourne community for authentic experiences. And Free to Feed and the cooks at Free to Feed provide it's like a travel-like experience, using food and the power of storytelling. And that's enticing for people. And the community is showing a great interest in these, immersive food experiences, eating great food, connecting with like-minded people, and feeling like they can form an opinion for themselves about the situation of migration in this country.
Foodie Tuesday, I love to know just what you're making tonight. Already got the few. Tonight, fish cakes and salad again. I look forward to the day that I'm no longer feeding little kids. Well, maybe we can help. We've got a pumpkin curry recipe that Nero's going to take us through. Nero, can you tell me, how long have you been in Australia?
Nearly nine years.
Nearly 9 years.
Yes. That's a different two part of a life in Australia I had. One is I was locked up immigration camp nearly 6 years.
So 6 years in an immigration detention center. Where was that?
I've been four different places: Christmas Island, Bipa, Port Augusta, and finally in Melbourne.
Oh well. what was it like?
That's locked up. We don't have much opportunity to do anything, or we don't have any to do anything. The years and years, we do the same things and same people. So, and also 24 hours security guard watch us, and also electronic device also watch us.
And I should say he's smiling while he says that, but still. Nero, what difference did it make? Well, how different is your life being part of Free to Feed? How different is that to being in a detention centre?
When I was locked up last 6 years, I thought, lot of people locked up same like me. So I thought myself, I don't know what's going to do in future. My future is finished. My life is finished. Or who going to help me? Even lot of staff or officers, they say same word every year and every month, every day. So I thought, if I go outside also, I getting same answer. But Free to Feed, that kind of project for me helped me to, she already mentioned, to connect with the community, so see more people. And a lot of people ask question about the detention life, how is my back home country life, and also a lot of things.
I'm really interested. So people come along and they do your cooking class and we'll go through your pumpkin curry recipe. What sort of questions do people ask you?
They ask, how did he come? How was in immigration detention center camp? What did you do daytime? What do you night time? Did you go outside?
So they ask a lot about detention centers.
Yes,
right, everyone knows. Yeah. People are curious.
Yeah, there are a lot of people don't know. Many people locked up such a long time.
Sure.
6 years. So they are shocked sometimes. What? They are locked up. You are locked up in 6 years in Australia. Yeah, in Melbourne, I was locked up 3.5 years. So in Broadmeadow. So that same like a lot of my friends also still locked up, still there in 9 years fast.
9 years.
Yes. And that's a, you know, that kind of, that time I was, I thought my future's finished. So after I involved this project, more things I learned from. So, and, you know, the community involvement program, and also I need, I met new people and also a lot of community connections, some right. lot of volunteers come and help us, and they get, develop myself also. Yeah.
Sounds amazing. I want to find out more about where Nero grew up. It's 4:45, ABC Radio Melbourne. Nero Wethyasaga is with us. He and the Free to Feed co-runner, I think Loretta Bolton's one half of Free to Feed. Brian is in Brunswick. What are you making tonight, Brian?
Boeuf bourguignon, and that's terrible French. It's like beef burgundy.
Yes.
It's a classic French dish, which I first learned to cook when I was a young student, and I found the famous book about French provincial cooking by three authors. I think one was Julia Child, but there's two others involved. And it was this really complex recipe that you worked through gradually.
Right. So you make this every week?
Every 2 years, Raf. No more often than that.
And why are you making it tonight?
Well, as I was saying to the lady on the phone, I have a French guest. I have a young girl who is doing a bit of French teaching in Melbourne at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And, look, I'm just trying to impress her. I didn't actually say what I was cooking.
I just said, look, I'm just making something.
Yeah. But I did actually say to her, what do you like to have with your beef burgundy? And she said, mashed potato. So I've done mashed potato
Great.
With it as well.
Fantastic, Brian. Good luck with the once every 2 year beef bourguignon. Love to know what else you're making. We should get into the pumpkin curry recipe that we'll put on our website, abc.net.au/recipe. Nicola, just on the mash, cooking up a mash of last night's takeaway curries with asparagus, broccoli and lamb backstrap pieces. Curry, bubble and squeak. Very sustainable of you, Nicola. Yeah, nothing wrong with using the curry sauce from a few nights ago and throwing in some more veggies. Good idea. Pumpkin curry. Nero, what do I need to do with my with your pumpkin curry?
Yeah, this curry very easy
yeah.
to cook and very quick also. And also it's a vegan.
I never trust cooks who tell me it's very easy and very quick. But keep going.
Yeah, and very easy and very quick. And in our cooking class, that's curry, a very popular vegan vegetarian curry. So first we want to chop some, pumpkin, mm-hmm. The measurement or everything in there. And chop the small cube and also onion. We need onion and also garlic. And if you want more spice, you can use green chili. So more green chili. Yes.
Right, yep.
And everything and also other spices, turmeric, cumin seed, mustard seed, and curry leaf. Especially. So
yeah, okay.
This, everything I'll be...
Okay, stop, because important question. I can buy any curry leaf, or I need to, like, ask for a particular type? I mean, it's not a part of the cuisine I'm too familiar with. What am I looking for when I'm buying a curry, good curry leaves?
It's a fresh one, good.
Yeah.
So you fresh curry leaf, yeah.
Anything fresh is good?
Yes.
Okay. And green chili, not red chili?
No, that's a green chili.
Green chili, yeah. Okay. And how am I going to make this taste... like you make it taste? Because the instructions are very simple. I just chuck it in the pot and I get my mustard seeds popping and I add the coconut milk. So it's all really simple. But I want to make it taste the way you make it taste. What are the secret special tips I need to know?
Secret tips are we want to control our temperature. That when we cooking time, we start high temperature. Then when soft, a little bit half-cooked pumpkin, so we want to bring the little
nice,
bit
low
down.
Temperature.
Yes.
Okay.
And also salt and lemon or tamarind paste. We want that the perfect.
Okay, you don't want that to burn away.
Yes.
You just want to gently heat that
yeah.
up. Okay.
So if that on the amount of taste for the taste amount, it's going to be a good curry.
Doesn't take very long. You add all the stuff in, add the coconut milk, give all the ingredients a good stir and cover the pot with lid for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Nero's mum had many children, so she had to make sure that her curries were quick and
yeah,
tasty.
Yeah, right. I'm impressed. I always try to cook the curry long in the belief the flavour will be better. No? Nero's looking at me like, you fool.
Yeah, no, that me too, any fish curry, we want to cook long curry. Oh, okay. So this is pumpkin curry or veggie curry is very okay. quicker and easier to cook.
Where did you grow up? Which part of your country did you grow up in?
East Sri Lanka.
Huh? Okay, east in the coast. Eastern part of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, yeah.
Big place, little place?
Very small place. I grew up very, you know, until I left Civil War time. So I grew up very not much facilities.
Yeah,
example, okay. No electricity, no road, no bus, one or two bus coming a week, right. No, a day. So that's kind of, so we walk. I've studied and in high school, I walk to school. So, you know, that kind of life style.
And how old were you when you left?
25 or something.
Okay. 20. So what was your occupational work before you left?
That's in Sri Lanka, we had, Civil War time also, we had a lot of labor job.
Yeah, okay.
So, and also we have a two-season good job. We got more opportunity. So that's a rice field planting time.
Oh, okay. So when there's agricultural, when there's farm work,
yeah.
It's a better time.
Yes.
And how much cooking did you, I can hear Loretta saying that this is your mum's recipe. Did you cook a lot yourself in Sri Lanka?
Not really. When I was home, we not cook 100%. Mom give some work.
Yeah,
so
right.
we use fresh coconut. Yes. Mom say, okay, get it from coconut, I peel the husk and broke it and bring the milk. So that's, and also sometime tasting, you know, some
yes.
say, we stir that one. So that the pot, bring the pot, you know.
Okay. So you were the assistant cook.
Yeah, like chopping vegetable and cleaning fishes and, you know, that kind of job. So.
Sure. And is most of your cooking, I don't know, like the in your cooking class with Free to Feed, are most of those recipes from your mum? Like, where do the recipes come from?
This is a recipe. I grew up this recipe. So not only mom, everywhere. Mom,
yeah, sure.
Or my auntie or grandma. So everyone cooking. And we, our area, you know, our
yes.
people, everyone cooking same style curry. And,
I can understand. You know. I understand. Nero Withyasaga is with us. He is part of Free to Feed. They have new arrivals teaching you both recipes and, of course, parts of their life, their culture, the things that they have done in their country and their culture. Loretta Bolleton is part of Free to Feed. Some of your texts. This text came in just before because she was keen. Please tell us the pumpkin curry soon. I have a whole pumpkin I need to use, but also need to make dinner before my weekly 2-hour walk. As you know, my husband is incapable of cooking. The recipes are on the website, it's on the recipes website, and it's on our social media as well. So, dear anonymous texter, it's there. 10 minutes. So as long as you've got curry leaves, green chili, coconut oil, turmeric, some coconut milk, boom, you're in. You can do it and then go for your walk. What's Stephen Campbell making? Tonight, fish tacos with mango chili salsa. Oh, yeah, I like that idea. Satay chicken, says Deb. Introduce kids at an early age to foods from all over the world and they will love it. And Adam in Geelong, zupa duper for dessert because he can't buy Sunny Boys anymore. That's not very healthy. That's like sugar. That's just like, there's no nutrition in that whatsoever. Nero, what's your long-term, I don't know, do you have a long-term plan here? Is cooking going to be your career?
You know, after release from Dan Sender, I got involved in hospitality or cooking field 24 hours, my permanent job.
Yeah, right.
So I'm developed myself also. I learned develop myself. So it's giving more confidence to do my do some own business. And
you've
also
just launched your own market
food
stall.
Cart. You've got a food cart, no?
Food cart. Yeah.
Is it not a food cart?
A food cart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's also part of the free to feed
project.
Yeah. So they're giving more. Training and some develop idea. So, yeah, some get idea and
good.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Nero Withyasaga is one of the people you might meet at Free to Feed cooking classes. And even better, they get paid and they get training. It's Loretta Bolton and others' idea. Free to Feed, you can look them up online. Loretta, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.